Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The third baseman, Casey Blake. Batting third. The first baseman, Travis Hafner. Batting fourth. The catcher, Victor Martinez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Trot Nixon. Batting sixth. The DH, Ryan Garko. Batting seventh. The left fielder, David DiLucci. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Josh Barfield. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Rouse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cliff Lee. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Shannon Stewart. Batting second. The right fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting third. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Milton Bradley. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting seventh. The DH, Jack Cust. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chad Godden. And now, play ball. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Blake hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Bradley, who is chasing the ball. Blake reaches third base with a triple. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hafner takes first base on ball 4. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Chavez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Garko, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Garko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. David DiLucci is at the plate with a count of 1-0. DiLucci hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nixon moves to third. Garko moves to second. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Barfield strikes out. One out. Mike Rouse is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields it and throws to second for the out. Nixon scores. Garko moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sizemore is 0-1 in the game. Sizemore is hit by the pitch. Rouse moves to second. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Blake is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Blake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rouse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Crosby hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cust strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Hafner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hafner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hafner takes first base on ball 4. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hafner moves to third. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swisher. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Hafner scores. Martinez moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. DeLucci is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeLucci hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martinez scores. Nixon moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Josh Barfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Barfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nixon scores. DeLucci moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Mike Rouse is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rouse is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis misplays the ball. That's an error on Ellis. DeLucci scores. Rouse moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rouse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ellis moves to second. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis scores. Kendall moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Kendall moves to third. Stewart moves to second. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Chavez is 0-1 in the game. Chavez strikes out. 1 out. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bradley is 0-1 in the game. Bradley hits a line drive into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kendall tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to third. Swisher moves to second. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Crosby is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Crosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Blake is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hafner is 0-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Hafner strikes out. 2 outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Martinez is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kust is 0-1 in the game. Kust hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Nixon. Kust reaches second base with a double. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ellis is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kust moves to third. 1 out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kendall is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kust scores. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Shannon Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Stewart is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Swisher is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stewart moves to third. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Chavez is 0-2 in the game. Chavez hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nixon is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nixon for the out. 1 out. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Garko is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Garko hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Garko reaches second base with a double. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of 1-2. DeLucci is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. DeLucci strikes out. 2 outs. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Barfield is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields the ball and throws to Gutton covering. Safe. Garko moves to third. Jay Marshall now pitching. Mike Rouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rouse is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rouse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Rouse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rouse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sizemore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Blake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Blake hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Blake reaches second base with a double. Sizemore goes all the way around to score. Blake moves to third. It's 6-4, Indians. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hafner is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hafner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blake scores. It's 7-4, Indians. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon hits a line drive towards short. Crosby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garko is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Garko hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ellis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kust is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kust takes first base on ball 4. Tom Mastny now pitching. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ellis strikes out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rouse fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLucci is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. DeLucci hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats DeLucci for the out. One out. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Barfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Rouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rouse is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Swisher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Swisher hits a fly ball into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Chavez is 0-for-3 in the game. Chavez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Indians. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Aaron Fultz now pitching. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Bradley. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Bradley steals second. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. DeLucci settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Embree now pitching. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Sizemore strikes out. 1 out. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blake is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hafner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Embree covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Kelly Shoppack now catching. Victor Martinez now playing first base. Rafael Betancourt now pitching. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Crosby hits a fly ball into left field. DeLucci settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cust is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cust strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Travis Buck pinch hits for Jason Kendall. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Buck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Adam Melhus now catching. Victor Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jason Michaels pinch hits for Trot Nixon. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Michaels strikes out. 1 out. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garko is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Garko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martinez moves to second. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeLucci is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. DeLucci strikes out. 2 outs. Jay Wiedesick now pitching. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Barfield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Barfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Michaels now playing right field. Joe Borowski now pitching. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart hits a line drive towards first. Martinez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Swisher hits a pop-up towards short. Rouse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chavez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Chavez moves to second. Milton Bradley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bradley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 7, Athletics, 7. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Crosby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Fernando Cabrera now pitching. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cust is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cust hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.